This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening and welcome to ENN, which tonight is sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I can't stand magicians.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
Because I don't know what I'm doing. I told you I'm stupid. I never try to be anything more than a dumb person. I'm the dumbest person on the show. I went to Rampo. Look at me. I'm Don LaGreca, sidekick to Michael Kay.
Of all of those things, which one do you think he really believes?
I can't read.
That one.
No, you complimented me earlier. Hey, small business owners, you want that... I nailed the read earlier, and you complimented me.
Unbelievable.
I had a messed up read of yours yesterday, but I never played it.
2 days ago.
Was it 2 days ago? Already?
Yeah, I wasn't here yesterday.
Oh, yeah, 2 days ago, Don, I have a flub of one of your live reads, but I never played
mine?
It.
Mine?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It was live, too, so people heard it.
Let's hear it. This is what happened a couple days ago. It's on my page, you said? Oh, here we go.
You'll also find in-game betting so that you can make wages with updated odds based on what's happening in real time.
It's really a miracle. I'm telling you, we're going to an event tonight. And guys are going to wheel me out as, listen, anybody who wants a gig, if you just work hard enough, you can get it.
You'll also find in-game betting so that you can make wages with updated odds based on what's happening in real time.
Based. Oh, I said based.
You got there. Listen, you got through it. Hey, time for the Michael Kay Show Spring Training Report brought to you by Rally Motor Company.
Great job.
Thank you. Giancarlo Stanton may miss the start of the season. Yes, that's what it looks like. A grade one strain in his right calf will be out a couple of weeks. The season starts March 26th in Baltimore, and Aaron Boone acknowledged that he would be, Stanton that is, would be, quote, up against it in order to return for the opener.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
What you want.
Why even push it? There's a whole season ahead. If you push it, the calf's going to get worse, so re-injure it. But that's what worries me about a calf. It's a tough injury. Especially for big guys. It's a tough injury.
Who did we just spend, like, a year ago spending a lot of time talking about a calf? It was a football player, right? Who are we really stressed about the calf? I don't know. No, it was our original worry about KD.
That's what it was.
It was before KD's, the rest of his leg fall apart. It was calf. It was that he couldn't come out.
Yep.
Because every time you think you got it, you go out and run and put a little more pressure on it, and you strain it worse, and it keeps getting worse.
And, you know, the argument is they lost all these people last year. He played 18 games last year. They won 103 games. But you can't keep going to that well all the time. And when you lose guys like Stanton, when you lose guys like Severino, when you lose guys like Paxton for a month and a half, when you lose guys like Herman for 63 days, that takes you further away from sure slam dunk elite team. And now you're probably a little bit closer to the other teams. I don't think it drops you under the other teams, but goodness, you have taken away some of the surefire greatness that you were going to have.
But think about what you're saying, that this could have been a team that could go out and win 115 games. Now they might only win 100.
Right, but you might lose home field advantage because of that?
No. I mean, unless Houston recovers, I don't know if there's a 100-win team in there.
Don, the Minnesota Twins won 100 games last year. They added Josh Donaldson. But, they're a 100-win team.
All right, well, they don't get home field. Again, when the Twins can beat the Yankees in a big spot, when the A's can beat the Yankees in a big spot, the only team that you ever needed to worry about was Houston. And look what they've gone through. Likely not cheating, although I wouldn't rule it out. And have to go through the specter of everything that happened to them. And, oh, by the way, as much as I'm a fan, Yankees will beat a Dusty Baker team in the postseason.
Hey, by the way, that amazing spring training report was brought to you by Rally Motor Company, Long Island's premier automotive group of Acura, BMW, Lexus, and Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Find your next luxury vehicle at rally.com.
Great job.
I think I'm getting a new BMW.
Really? Just for doing that?
No, I don't know if they're going to give me one, but I'm going to get one. Actually, I'm going to get it from the BMW dealership right here in Manhattan. But I got to get rid of my old car.
Why don't you,
I had a nice run. But
one of our sponsors. Why don't you get it from them? Clown.
I would like that, Michael. Sometimes I have these conversations about what I'd like to happen. It doesn't always happen the way I'd like it to happen.
And I've heard that.
Almost never.
Looking for a lovely 2025 series BMW. That's what I'd like to have.
You've got the money to do that.
Well, no, sure. But to Michael's point, it's always nice to get a hook down.
I mean, I think you get a bargain. I don't think you're going to get a free BMW.
Well, that's. I'm not saying I want a free BMW.
Why don't you get? Why don't you go to Mercedes Benz? I got great people. Mercedes Benz White Plains.
They're
great.
I don't think I'm a Benz guy.
Okay.
No. I don't. No, it's not what you think. Hold on. I just don't. It just feels like a bit much for me.
Okay.
Like for example, I can drive a BMW. My mom doesn't say anything. If I show up in a Mercedes Benz, my mom's going to go, "You're driving a Mercedes Benz?
What does that mean?
Ah?" It's just like, it's gaudier. The Benz is gaudier than the Beamer. You agree, Don?
No.
I don't think so. Well, I put them in the same category.
If you drove a Bentley or a Lamborghini, I can understand.
Right. RJ, you're a mortal man. What do you think?
Benz is status. You drive a Benz, it's a different.
But it's not gaudy, it's status. So is a BMW.
But it's status.
Yeah,
up.
But it's like you're picking up our great players. Like in All Stars, there's the inner room, and that's the inner room of luxury cars.
No, the inner room of luxury cars would be Maserati, Bentley, Rolls Royce,
Bugatti.
So the next room is where your Mercedes Benz, BMW.
No, yeah, they're in the same room, but Mercedes Benz is in its own area in the room.
Just move on. You're not getting the car.
Anyways, and I've had a good experience with my BMW the last couple cars.
Good for you.
Well, you know what? I was about to do you a favor and do your spring training report, which is brought to you by.
You did it already.
Oh. I was going to do your pro football combine report, which is brought to you by Chew by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers. By the way, visit Chew by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers, at the Americana Manhasset, East Hampton and Westfield World Trade Center, and select or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget.
Now, I think I have the story for this, unless you have a good combine story.
Well, yeah, I was going to do one about the. About the CBA.
Okay.
Boy, no, go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
Because I really wanted to ask you this.
Go ahead.
So the great wide receiver from Alabama is Jerry Jeudy. J-E-U-D-Y.
That's right.
And he was at the combine yesterday.
I'm sure we have the audio for it somewhere.
Do we?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
But let me set it up.
Okay.
And he was wearing a Jewish star.
Correct.
Let's go on from the audio.
Oh, so my last name, Jeudy. People sometimes call me short for Jew, like one Jew. So I just got a Jewish star. So, yeah, I'm not Jewish, though.
It's stupid.
So my question is, offended or not?
No.
Not a bit.
It's stupid, though.
Not a bit. I mean, yeah, it's stupid.
It's stupid, and it's also dumb for people to call him that as a nickname.
Calling him Jew as a nickname?
Yeah.
People call me Jew as a nickname, but it's not the same thing. It's like on the street, it's more like this. Hey, Jew!
Yeah, and
that's hey you.
Yo, tell Ebro I said, what's up, Jew? I get some of those.
Oh, you mean you, but it's just.
No, they mean Jew. Now, real quick, what is this that Andrew just put on the screen? What's this? Anyways, and I've had a good experience with my BMW the last couple cars.
Good for you.
It's just you being a bad guy.
It's very dismissive.
Super dismissive. But no, I'm not offended by it. Let's hear from Dan Graziano.
How could you not be offended by that?
By him wearing the Jewish star?
Even Andrew said he wasn't offended.
No, he said he wasn't offended.
He wasn't. I know. I don't get it.
Because it's like he doesn't mean anything bad by it.
But a lot of people say things that they don't mean bad by, and they get excoriated for it.
And you think it's stupid when people do that. So you want Andrew and I to be like those people that you think are stupid?
Well, I don't think that Jerry Jeudy should drop down in the draft, but somebody should tell him, take the Star of David off, clown. That's not smart.
I've just met other people who wear the Star of David and aren't Jewish. I'm just kind of used to it being a thing.
I never heard of that.
I've seen it. I see it. People wear the Star of David and they're not Jewish. You know what I'm offended by? Jews who wear the Star of David. I'm like, all right, calm down.
Why would people wear a Star of David if their nickname's not Jeudy? Why do these friends of you wear a Star of David?
Not friends of mine. I've met like artists or athletes who wear the Star of David.
What's the reason?
I'll be like, oh, are you Jewish? And they're like, no.
You know what I didn't understand in the NBA All-Star game?
Go ahead.
They had a six to pointed star instead of like a star.
What do you mean?
They had
where?
A Jewish star.
Where?
All the NBA logos.
Really?
I was stunned.
Maybe it was to commemorate David Stern.
Or Jeremy Judy.
Or Jerry Judy.
Jerry Judy.
Or Adam Silver.
It's a little odd that they go with the All-Star star as a six-pointed star. Odd.
Well,
bad choice.
I don't mind people using our star. I'll give star status.
Well, what would you do if Jerry Jones put that star at midcourt?
Midfield? Well, I would be upset for that specific case.
Okay.
Or the Patriots. But most people, I give them permission to use the Star of David.
I don't know if you have that right.
I don't know if Terrell Owens did what he did with that.
That's
that would open up a hole.
Although, you know, I got to tell you what right now. I started the show Hunters yesterday.
It wasn't a Jewish star, Andrew. It's a six-pointed star.
But it's not in the way that a Jewish star is. It's also the star that appears on the flag of Chicago. It was for the the logo on the city of Chicago.
Thank you. Thank you for correcting that. Wow. Did you know that or did you look it up?
I saw it on the logo of the All-Star game, and I looked it up that night because I was curious what it was.
So it did get his attention.
So, yeah. See, look, it's a six-pointed star.
Oh, wow. That does look like a Jewish star, though.
But it's not.
No.
Thank you,
so
Andrew.
So why does Chicago have it on their flag?
A lot of Jews in Chicago. That's true.
I hope the Bears draft Jerry Judy, then.
That would be big.
It is an awkward nickname.
Jew?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't recommend it, but...
I don't like when people call it to you. If that happens and I'm around, there's
you'll say
trouble.
Something. You'll go, hey, excuse me. It's
what
my
doing,
friend.
Man?
He has a name.
Yeah.
By the way, I will say, after watching the first episode of Hunters, this is a time not to mess with Jews. If you're watching Hunters, it will, Andrew, you start it yet?
No, can't wait. Though.
Oh, it'll get your blood boiling. Yeah. I mean, it'll get you like revved up.
Can I ask you one question about that?
Yeah.
When did Al Pacino turn into Richard Lewis?
Around the time he started shooting the movie Hunters.
It's unbelievable.
Physically?
He's morphed into Richard Lewis.
Well, and he sounds like him now, too, because he's playing a Jew on the show.
Oh, really?
So his whole voice is like, well, blah, 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 blah. That's what it's so strange. The first time Pacino talks, to hear him sound like an old Jewish man from New York is a strange thing.
Does he nail the accent? Because he didn't nail the accent in the Irishman.
He's good. I think Pacino seems good so far. You know who's in that movie? I mean, in the show Hunters? You know the actor Dylan Baker?
No.
Look him up, Don.
I'm right here.
He's a very familiar actor. He's one of these guys you're gonna go, yep, seen him in everything.
I'm very aware of his work. Good actor.
How are you so aware? What are you?
I've seen him in 13 Days. He played Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara.
What an Andrew thing to say that was.
Amazing.
Well, my favorite thing about Dylan Baker is we used to go to the same bar in Manhattan. He's a Redskins fan. Two of us watch the Redskins at the same. We watch our putrid team together and complain about the horrible Redskins.
Why isn't he popping up on?
Now, are you concerned that the Redskins taking a page out of the Giant handbook or not naming their quarterback?
Well, hold on. We'll get there in 1 second. Let's hear from Dan Graziano on Get Up about the NFL CBA and if the deal will get done.
Yeah, the expectation is that they will get a majority of the full player vote. I mean, look, 60-65% of the league is on minimum salary deals. Those minimum salaries are going to go up $90,000 to $100,000 in the first year, this year, 2020. So that's going to be pretty strong incentive for some people to vote yes.
So we will shall see. Of course, this includes the 17-game regular season that would begin no earlier than 2021. More roster spots, shortened preseason, upgraded pensions for former players, and a higher percentage of revenue share for players. Let's hear from Mike Tenenbaum about the CBA, who says it's not perfect, but it's still pretty good.
60% of the NFL players make the minimum, and in this proposed agreement, a minimum player over the next 3 years would make an additional $495,000 over what they're currently making. That is a lot of money. And when you get into the weeds of this deal, there's going to be a couple extra jobs in terms of active roster, a couple extra jobs in terms of the practice squad. They're talking about HRA accounts for retired players that go on for a couple decades.
Now, what happened was there was a preliminary vote, which will now send it to a full vote of the NFLPA, which means a majority of the 2,000 players must accept the agreement. Russell Wilson weighed in on Twitter, said the NBA and MLB are doing it right. Players come first. All NFL players deserve the same. We should not rush the next 10 years for today's satisfaction.
Right, says the guy who makes $35 million a year.
I vote no.
And so Rodgers went against it too, but the NFL is so smart. So if they're going to raise the minimum wage for guys that have at most 3 years in the league, that's $300,000 more than they would have made. They're going to get those votes. That gives them the majority. There, it's done.
Ron Rivera, new head coach of the Washington Redskins, says he's excited about Dwayne Haskins, but continues and talks about the plan they have to develop him, but says it won't stop him from looking around. The Redskins plan to host Tua Tagovailoa and Joe Burrow in pre-draft visits. Rivera talked to reporters and said everything's an option. We're not closing the door on anything. Of course, Haskins was drafted in the first round last April under a different regime. And you'd have to think, if the Redskins were in business for a quarterback,
they're in a spot.
They're in a spot to get one. And it could totally change the way the top of the draft goes.
If they took a quarterback, the Giants would throw a party.
Sure.
Chase Young might drop to them.
What? Where are the Giants? Fourth?
I think there's going to be a lot. The Giants might actually trade down this year because they might have a pocket of players that they like, and they could get a lot for a team that wants a quarterback because you could get a quarterback with the fourth spot, and then they could drop down and maybe get extra picks and still get the one of the picks they like.
You wonder if...
But Joe Judge won't say his name.
Say whose name?
Whoever they pick.
Or what about their current quarterback's name?
They has never said it.
Say my name, say my name.
Can't.
No
can't.
One is around you. Say, baby, I love you.
Nope.
You ain't one in game.
Will not say
my name, say my name.
You know whose song this is?
No.
Destiny's Child, right?
Wow.
Say my name, say my name.
How do you know that?
Because I kind of follow.
You're a guy who knows that Vicki Lawrence sang "Nights Went Out in Georgia." Lights Went Out in Georgia. You do not know Destiny's Child.
Wait for it. I would call. You would say. You know who's in Destiny's Child?
Yeah,
Beyonce.
Yeah.
This is a great round. I know what's going on. What? Because I enjoy Vicki Lawrence's work. I can't know a Destiny's Child song.
No, that you've gone to see Vicki Lawrence in concert. That tells me something.
Met Destiny's Child at BET in Washington, D.C. when I was 19, which means Beyonce was 18, something like that.
Did you head on her?
No, we shared an elevator, and I got a drop. You know, that's when I was big on getting drops, so I got a drop from them. And at that point, no member of Destiny's Child was famous. They were just a group.
Well, Kelly Rowland's my favorite member.
You just looked that up right now?
No.
Good job. And so I didn't know who Beyonce was except a girl in Destiny's Child, and I stood in the elevator. I got out of the elevator, and I told people later that day, I saw the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life today.
Really?
I said, it's the girl from Destiny's Child.
And little did you know that, like, 10 years later, Andrew would be playing volleyball with her.
Unbelievable to think that one day Andrew Gunling would be best friends with the most beautiful woman I've ever
seen.
Story
tells in passing.
All right, let's see how smart you are. So I gave you Kelly Rowland, the other two members of Destiny's Child.
Michelle, well, it depends which ones you mean.
The original group.
Oh, the original group. Latavia?
Wow. Latavia what?
I don't remember.
Latavia Robinson. Roberson, I'm sorry, Roberson.
Because Michelle Williams came later. She was the third member.
Michelle Williams is the third member.
Oh, the Michelle Williams is in the original?
Mm-hmm.
Four?
Yeah.
And Latavia?
Mm-hmm. And Kelly and Beyonce.
Oh. Well, then I got them.
All right, good for you.
Last night, Drake was at his most obnoxious self in the Bucks-Raptors game. He was dancing. He was doing all kinds of stuff. The Bucks, of course, get the win. And Giannis said, not fazed by Drake.
Oh, that's good. He cares about me. I really don't. So I'm just here to win games and help my team win. That's all.
And at one point, you could see him dropping an F-bomb to Drake. The Bucks get the win, 108-97. That'll do it for ENN.
See you, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.